Welcome to the Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 31, 5 Must-Read Email Marketing Case Studies. In this podcast, we're going to talk about some of the best email marketing case studies out there. Email marketing has shown time and time again to be one of the most dependable marketing methods for small to medium-sized businesses. It's been proven as a constant provider of a high return on investment despite competition from other outlets such as social media marketing. These 5 case studies will help to show that email marketing is alive and well and should be included in the marketing plan of every business. If you want to read more on these email marketing case studies, please visit our page at www.profitworks.ca. Our first study comes from the Sony PlayStation. Sony PlayStation recently released an email marketing campaign that was designed to cross-sell the PlayStation Vita to those who were subscribed to them or who owned a PS3 and were part of a PlayStation network. Depending on which segment they were a part of, either a PS3 owner, a PlayStation Plus subscriber, or an inside PS Vita subscriber, the content of the emails were tailored specifically. The email reached over 4.2 million people and subsequently achieved a return on investment of an estimated 508%. The key point from this case study is that segmenting lists allows for more specialized content for the recipient and results in a better ROI. The second case study we looked at was from Craig Hoppers. Basket abandonment has shown to be highly effective at delivering a strong ROI. In the case of Craig Hoppers, a travel clothing company, they used Redeye's dynamic tagging system to help track items that shoppers had in their cart before abandoning their purchase. Then, Craig Hoppers would send out an email to those potential customers within 24 hours and once again 3 days later. Their campaign has seen them achieve an ROI of plus 3,088%. And of all the emails sent to those who had abandoned their carts, 10% ended up purchasing. The key point from this case study is that follow-up emails for people who've abandoned their carts is an incredibly effective marketing method. Our next case study comes from the company Argos. Argos is a UK-based toy and home furnishings retailer that, much like Craig Hoppers, implemented a basket abandonment email into their marketing methods. They would send follow-up emails to potential customers based on what was left abandoned in their inbox and what their needs may be based on demographic information. They also implemented a number of recommended emails which would contact those who have purchased products and also recommend items that may go well with their previously purchased product. Much like Craig Hoppers, Argo's email marketing plan generated a high number of sales from customers that had abandoned filled carts. The key point from this article is that, like Craig Hoppers' campaign, Argo's reaffirms that the abandoned cart email marketing campaign is incredibly effective. Our next case study is on Birchbox. Birchbox is a beauty and grooming company from New York that sends out boxes of selected makeup or grooming products each month to their online customers. Being a company that fully relies on having a high number of online subscribers, Birchbox has had to come up with some intelligent marketing plans. According to an article that can be found at profitworks.ca, Birchbox would often send out emails to their subscribers claiming to have forgotten to give them a discount code to other companies that they're affiliated with. This email marketing campaign was incredibly effective at driving sales between businesses and is a great example of some wonderfully strategic marketing. Most people are afraid to become salesy in their marketing emails, but with an email like this, you can easily work out your sales pitch right at the top of the email without seeming pushy. The key point from this case study is that follow-up emails that focus on giving promotions are a very effective form of email marketing. Our final case study comes from the fitness giant Zumba. In 2014, Zumba created an email that was primarily targeted to their instructors, with the purpose of inviting them to attend their yearly instructors conference. Generally, the average open rate for a company with over 50 employees is only 20-25%, but by choosing to market their email with videos of past conferences, as well as a personalized call to action at the end of each video, Zumba saw a huge increase in their click rates. It resulted in a whopping 50% click-to-open rate, which is 100% better than most companies will ever see. We can only assume the mix of both media and personalization helped to boost this email marketing campaign into a huge success. The key point from this case study? Personalizing an article can lead to higher conversion rates. If you're interested in reading any more about these case studies, or in reading any articles on ROI, email marketing, and SEO marketing, be sure to check out our website at profitworks.ca. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services Incorporated. We provide a number of email marketing, website traffic, and website conversion optimization services, which help to increase the number of sales generated from a website. The focus of our services is on increasing sales and providing a positive return on investment. If you'd like to get a free review of your website from one of our website conversion experts, just head on over to profitworks.ca. Again, we want to thank you for listening to ProfitWorks Podcast, episode number 31. If you have any comments or questions for us, feel free to contact us today.